today on Real Ghost Stories Online. She called her boyfriend, but someone else picked up his phone. Was it her father who had died a couple years before?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. The idea of a deceased loved one coming back and speaking to you from beyond the grave, it's something that is ghostly, but something that I don't think is going to be all that ghostly that much longer with the advent of AI. You are literally, Harper is going to be able to do this when I'm dead. She'll be able to take every piece of audio that I have, input it into a system, and then ask it questions. And it'll be me answering the questions through AI in a way it thinks I would answer the questions in my own voice. So I will be around
that
forever.
Whole AI thing's getting real interesting too. Like, I don't know what I was Googling the other day, a news story, and it popped up. I'm reading it, and at the top of it said, this is an AI generated news story.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of warned you that if there's any issues with the truth of this story, it is AI generated.
Well, that's where the news organizations have to proof the shit first, just to make sure.
I thought that was so weird that was posted. You know, it's like, hey, it's not us. This is AI.
It's interesting to use it because I do use it quite a bit over in the news section. But there's certain ways of using it where it's not going to give you BS. There's certain ways of using it where it will sneak it in if you don't know what you're looking for. I've had it where I'm generating stories and I'm usually basing it off of another story. I'm just like, let's write this way. Give me the outline of this story so I can kind of talk about it in a certain, you know, way, that sort of stuff. But sometimes if you leave it unchecked or if you ask it too many questions without restricting its mind, if you will, and what it can do, it will start making shit up. I've had ones where I'm talking about like a trial or something and I'm inputting information and then it goes on to write me another article about the verdict in the trial that has never yet been rendered.
Whoops.
And it will like write about like what it was like in the courtroom and what happened and like detailed shit. And I'm like, where did you get that? Sorry, I was speculating. I don't know. I mean, it's usually not far off from like, it's kind of predicting, I think, almost what's going to happen, but it's spooky. It is.
It really is. And I think you're right that now you could hear from someone, a loved one from beyond.
You'll be able to. Yeah.
Not that hard to recreate. Well, the Robert Stack intros that we used forever.
Yeah.
You can use that voice. You can plug that in and you can get messages from whomever you want.
It's not hard anymore to do that. And if you have writings from the individual, more so even just the emulation of the voice, the emulation of the character, of the personality, that can be done. It learns what you are, who you are, and then will make choices as to the output it gives you based on who it thinks it is. And that is,
we're playing with that.
We're in the newer part of this.
Morrison.
Yeah.
We were playing, you plugged in some news story. I don't remember what it was. Then it popped back out, written like in a Keith Morrison story, because we both love him so much.
Yeah.
And it was so in his style. It was creepy.
Then you can say it to anybody.
Hear him reading it.
You could say, write this like Michael Jackson speaks, and it will do it. I mean, it is spooky. This conversation is going to be looked back upon, I'm sure, very similar to the Bryant Gumbel, Katie Couric conversation of what is the internet? what is email? What is the internet? Remember that clip on the Today Show?
I forgot about that.
It's very much like that, where it's like, look at this. This is amazing. And it's just going to be complete second nature to us in the future. Of all the things that we've seen, and I know we're getting off ghost topic here, but of all the things that we've seen in terms of technological advances, the internet, and everything else that has made massive inroads in our lifetime, I think AI is going to be the biggest. And I thought we've already seen it, all the big ones. Mm-mm. AI is going to change the world in a way nobody knows about yet. I don't know how. I don't know, but it's the where we're living right now, 10 years, 5 years from now, it's going to be different with what is available to us and what it can do. And it's going to be mind-boggling. So buckle up, kids. Let's
go. We got that to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. You'll always have ghosts until it debunks ghosts. Let's go to one of the phone calls.
Hi, Tony. This is Jill. I just tried to call before, and I ended up getting disconnected. So I am just calling back to try to tell my story again. So anyway, an important part of this story is just to know that my dad passed away about 2.5 years ago in the house that I currently live in with my boyfriend and our son. So yesterday I was at work and I realized that my wallet was not in my purse. I was pretty sure I left it in my book bag from the night before at home, but I wanted to be sure before I started panicking and trying to think of where my wallet was. So I tried to call my boyfriend because he was at home and he didn't pick up. And I figured he might have fallen asleep because when I had talked to him maybe like a half hour prior to this, he had said he was tired and might take a nap. So I tried to call him again, hoping I could just wake him up and just figure out if my wallet was there so I could stop panicking. And I called him again. He didn't answer. I called him like 2 or 3 more times. He didn't answer. Finally, when I was calling, his phone picked up and somebody answered, but it was this really, really breathy voice. It sounded like there was someone was speaking with only their breath. I can't think of how else to describe it. There was no sound to the voice. I almost thought maybe we just had a bad connection. So I'm just going, Michael, like, I can't hear you. Hello, like, you know, call me back. But then I started noticing that it sounded, I don't know, I just got a very strange vibe from it, like it wasn't him. So again, I'm trying to sit here and listen to what this breath is trying to say to me, and I couldn't make out anything. It's like this very inaudible speech. But every once in a while, it sounded like it was trying to make words. Well, eventually, the only part of this that I could make out in two words, I very distinctly heard it say, I love you very much. And that is the only part of the breathy talk that I understood, but it was very clear, very loud. And then it went, you know, very, very inaudible speech again. And then it kept repeating a phrase. And I don't know what it said, but it kept repeating a phrase over and over again. And then the phone hung up and I stood there for a minute thinking, oh my God, like, what was that? And I was, you know, if he would have been awake, he definitely would have called me back right away and said, hey, you know, we had a bad connection. I couldn't hear you, whatever. But he didn't. I tried to call him back and it still just kept going to voicemail. And I'm starting to panic because I'm reflecting back to when my dad passed away, my sister, who was out in California, she actually had a dream. Apparently as my dad, like probably the minute he died, of some voice coming to her and saying, I will never leave you. You are not alone. And then I had called her because she had no idea my dad even had a heart attack at this point. And I had called her and she had already heard that voice come through like the minute before I called in a dream. So I'm reflecting back on that thinking, oh my God, my boyfriend's dead. He's dead and he's trying to tell me you love me. And I'm going to worst case scenario, of course. So I called my grandma because I couldn't leave work and I knew she was nearby. And I said, can you please go to my house and make sure Michael's alive? Which she did. And he was, thankfully, he was alive and well. But he said he was sleeping the whole time and nobody answered his phone. And I looked at his phone and the call did not pick up on his end. Like it picked up on my end. It shows very clearly that I had a conversation with his phone, but it did not show up on his phone that we had a conversation. And I don't know how to explain that. The first thing I can really think of now that I know he's not dead is that it was my dad. My dad manipulates electricity a lot. Every kind of sign we get in that house is always electrical. I don't know. My dad was an electrician. Maybe that's why, or maybe that's just the biggest way that spirits can communicate with us. But it's very clear to me that it had to have been him because, you know, I know that there's a possibility of it being maybe, you know, I know calls can sometimes intercept somebody else's conversation. I've had that happen before, but I'm 100% certain that this was not the case. And the fact that the only thing I heard of that conversation was, "I love you very much," just really made me feel like it was my dad. And, you know, if it wasn't, I'd rather believe that it was because, you know, what fun is it to believe that it's not? But anyway, that is my story. And I hope to hear it. I hope you guys like it. Have a wonderful day. And I am sure that I will call back soon with more of the crazy things that happened to us. Take care. Bye.
Well, it's so much more comforting to believe it's your father than Satan.
Oh, yeah. Satan just is right.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes I like to wish it was like Satan, not dad, because sometimes, you know, it's kind of weird. Dad saying
Satan
stuff.
Would be like, "I love you so much."
Or, you know, when dad says, "I love you" in reverse, and, you know. "Yes, what you love." You know, it's kind of weird.
That was a pretty good backwards voice, actually.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of, yeah. But
you know, and I'm totally with her on that because, you know, I think that sometimes something like that happens. The last thing I'm going to do right now is be the one to go, "I don't think it was her dad."
Yeah.
Because I want to think it was her dad. I like that whole idea of it being her dad and getting a message from him. And I do think it's interesting that her sister was having a dream that and her dad came to her right before she got woken up by that call. Mm-hmm. So I like to think her dad came to her in the dream. Like, I want to believe things like that can happen. I really do.
We all
want to say it's Satan.
We all want to believe it's the best thing. It was certainly your dad and most definitely not Satan. But, you know, that could happen any day, just so you're aware. I'm kidding. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. If you want ad-free versions of the show, binge away now. Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories. Go there or through Apple Podcasts. The option is there for you as well. Ad-free, advanced content, the bonus content. It's all there for you to binge away on Apple Podcasts. Find our premium channel and subscribe and try for 3 days free. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.